I want to start this morning by putting a question to you, a rhetorical question, but for you to answer in your heads. What would you do if somebody told you to spit on a photo of your mother? Or what would you do if somebody asked you to lie about a friend? What would you do if somebody told you that they would kill you unless you spat on the photo of your mother? Now, I ask these questions because this, in effect, was the question being put to all the martyrs, but particularly the martyrs I'm having us think about this morning, the first martyrs of ancient Rome. I know for myself that to disrespect a photo of my mom matters to me because my mom matters to me. That to disrespect her would be to kind of disregard all the things she's given me over the years, all the loving kindness. It would be saying, well, that doesn't really matter to me. And it would also be denying something about myself. It would be kind of denying that I am her son. I'd somehow be denying my own identity. Now, the martyrs of ancient Rome were frequently put into that same position. They were told, if you deny Jesus, then you can live. All you have to do is deny the Lord. And frequently that was expressed in saying, just burn some grains of incense to a pagan god, one of these statues here. Everyone else does it. Why won't you do it? Just do it and you can live. Now, that choice was a choice of love. Did they know and love the Lord Jesus? Would they stand by the way of life that he was calling them to? I want to try and describe to you for a minute what these particular martyrs were like. They were the first generation of Christians in ancient Rome. That meant that they were raised pagan. They were raised not knowing the Lord Jesus. And yet they were blessed to hear about the Lord Jesus, to hear about this God who wasn't like the other gods, that they were raised in the pagan world where there were hundreds of gods, a statue for this, a statue for that. They were told about someone else. This man in Galilee who had cured the sick, who had given sight to the blind, who had called people to a new way of repentance, a new way of living, and offered forgiveness for those who turned to him. And that man, and that was the key claim for them, as it is still for us today, that man claimed to not just be a man, he claimed to be God. Not one of the many hundreds of gods like they had in ancient Rome, but the one God. The only God. He said of himself, I am the way. There's no other way. And he proved that claim by the fact that when they nailed him to the cross, he rose in 3 days. Those early Christians, you know, the apostles, they met the Lord Jesus. We haven't met the Lord Jesus in that way. Those early Christians, similarly, they didn't meet him in that the way the apostles did. They, like us, had come to know him through the pages of the Gospels, in prayer and the sacraments. And yet they'd come to know him personally, the way that you and I are called to know the Lord personally. And they knew that the choice, whether they would witness to him, whether they would be martyred for him, was a choice of love. They'd come to know him, to love him. Would they stand by him? Well, to bring this to a conclusion, what about us? Because we are probably not going to be martyred in our lifetime. But there is, well, I believe there's great hope for the gospel in America. There's also a growing division in our culture. There will be people who will persecute us in very real ways. That we are called in our culture to be, you know, this phrase, to be countercultural, to be aware that if I'm following him, I can't also follow the crowd. And that even within the church, there are those who want to compromise, those who want to say, well, maybe abortion doesn't matter, maybe that. Just as it was in ancient Rome, there were those who compromised, those who denied the Lord. But what of us? Will we stand by him in the many ways in our lives that he calls us to? So to conclude where I began, if you were asked to spit on a photo of your mother to save your life, would you do it or not?